Welcome back to Tivating Patiently, the appreciation podcast that highlights, dives deeper, and celebrates the work and accomplishments of our Tony-winning national treasure, Aaron Tveit. I'm Elizabeth, and this week's episode is just a short little recap of Aaron's recent West Coast visit for his concert at McCallum Theater on January 4th. And it's so special that so many got to end 2024 with Aaron in Groton, Massachusetts, and kick off 2025 with him in Palm Desert. And whenever Aaron is on the West Coast, those nights mean nights of little sleep by choice, because I'm a crazy person who either stays up way too late or takes a nap and sets an alarm and then gets up to look for videos or posts or hear from friends about the concert from the night to post and share with you all. Like, I know I'm a crazy person, but I mean, it's fun. It's fun to see it. It's hard when to miss out on his concerts and his moments, and I just want to hear everything. So yes, sleep gets sacrificed sometimes, the things we do for Aaron. But so, I mean, January 4th, that was no exception. Up way too late, still recovering, and it's fine. We're fine. But I loved hearing from friends who were able to attend the concert, seeing the little clips, especially his Dancing Through Life performance. And at the start of his concert, Aaron joked that he had never been to the Palm Springs area before, which he found crazy because he loves the desert and he loves to golf and he loves good weather. And then he said maybe he should move here. Now, no disrespect to the West Coasters, but Aaron, please don't. I mean, it's hard to imagine Aaron living anywhere other than New York City. Like, that city is a part of who he is, and it's just really hard to ever imagine him being anywhere else, like living. And while his concert in Groton was just him and Brian, Aaron performed this concert at McCallum with his band, and I love how he always introduces each of them and shares a little bit about their history together, which most of them started through Next to Normal, and he continued with Jared in Moulin Rouge, and he met Wayne through Sweeney Todd, and of course Brian when asked for a music director, and Brian was recommended. Like, the person that recommended Brian and put these two together, like, we owe so much to them, because Aaron and Brian are a match made in heaven, and their arrangements and what they come up with for these concerts is always incredible. Always, always, always incredible. And his set list for this concert, it was the perfect mix of staples as well as newer songs from his Cafe Carlisle residency and Groton. And of course, he kept the Wicked mashup of Dancing Through Life and The Wizard and I. And it will never get old watching him so easily melt back into character as Fiero. And he did a little move this time that leveled up Dancing Through Life, where he posed like a scarecrow for a quick second as he delivered the line, "Life's more painless for the brainless." And this might be an unpopular opinion, but I kind of like that his Wicked mashup is not always a part of his set list, because it just adds so much more excitement and joy whenever he brings it back. Like, he knows that he is a beloved Fiero. Like, he knows, like, it's relevant now to be doing that mashup because of the Wicked movie and all the hype that it's getting. And I love that he brought it back now for the time. I love that he brought it back. Like, he brought it up for the first time at Kane University when he first did it. And it's just special when it gets the chance to make an appearance and we get to see Fiero and Elphaba take the stage. And maybe one day we'll get Glinda and he'll bring his version of Popular to the stage, which would be something for sure. But two staples that he did bring back for this concert were One Song Glory and Without You from Rent. And it's been a minute since he performed these songs, and emotions were high for him as always. And so many video clips that I've seen, they have him wiping away tears at the end of One Song Glory and again at the start of Without You. Like, he sings both of those songs with such passion, and he is so in it. It's incredible to watch him. No matter how many times you've heard that song, like those covers, they just stop me. Like one without you, I still, like, even watching it, seeing it live, I hold my breath. One song, Glory, it's just, you just know how much Aaron loves that song and loves the show. Like, he wears his emotions on his sleeve and he completely owns that he is emotional. But, like, anytime Rent is on the set list, he never fails to tell the story of how Rent was the start of it all for him. And right after, I think it was around Election Day this past year, Ithaca College posted a short little clip on their story of Aaron on a Zoom with Ithaca music majors. And I just think that that's so special whenever Aaron is able to teach a masterclass or talk to college students, because after all, it was a masterclass at Ithaca that kickstarted his career. So those opportunities that he has to maybe see something in like a college student now is just incredible. And that also has to be such a special experience for college students to, I mean, get a masterclass by a Tony winner and a college alum. Like, that's got to be unreal. Like, I am not a music major, but I would sit in one of those masterclasses if Aaron was teaching it, no questions asked. But in keeping with the theme of songs from shows that mean a lot to Aaron, he also brought back his Next to Normal medley. And it's amazing how whenever these songs are shared, like the video clips afterwards, how many people comment and share how much they love them and how much the show and the songs have had an impact on them. And Aaron even says that whenever he introduces these songs, he's like, people still come up to him now and say how appreciative they are that the story was told and how much they were able to relate to it due to like things in their own families. And it's still so relevant in this, like, just, you know, eliminating the stigma behind mental illness. And it's still so relevant. And I understand his emotion behind like why he doesn't sing those songs very often, but when he does, man, like everyone loves it. And he's included them in the past, he's bringing them back, but he's shifting his performances from being Gabe, like singing, he used to sing I'm Alive, and now he's singing more of Dan's song of I've Been. Like, he's older now, he's shifting from his Gabe era to the Dan era. And we have said this before, it would be an absolute dream if Aaron could be a part of the Next to Normal revival when it comes to Broadway. And I've heard rumors that all the principals from the West End cast will be coming over when the show transfers to Broadway, but I mean, still keeping my fingers crossed that at some point Aaron will be able to return to that show, this time in his Dan era. But one last song that I want to highlight from this McCollum set list is A Million Dreams. I have been obsessed with Aaron's cover of this song since he performed it last year, last September. He performed it at a Friends of Justin Paul benefit concert. Like, there wasn't a lot from that concert, but that was one song we got to hear that he performed, and it was perfect. The Greatest Showman movie, I used this comparison with my friend Jill. I said, the way that people love the Moulin Rouge movie is the way that I love The Greatest Showman movie. Something about it, I have loved it since it came out, and I love the soundtrack, I love the songs, and now Aaron singing A Million Dreams, like, it's perfect, and I just listen to it and watch him sing it on repeat. And something funny that's come up between him bringing back Next to Normal and him bringing back A Million Dreams is he hinting at anything? Like, with Next to Normal coming, is he hinting that maybe he's in talks for that? With The Greatest Showman coming to Broadway, and is he in talks for that? Like, could you imagine if Aaron took the stage as P.T. Barnum? Like, that would be unbelievable. Oh my God. Like, one of my favorite songs is From Now On. Like, I would love to see him be a part of that. And I would love to see him at anything, but for this to be one of like my favorite movie musicals And then to see him in it now, like if it, when it goes to the Broadway stage, like that would just be so stinking special, so incredible. And he was a part of like the early development of the movie. And then, you know, things must have happened with scheduling, casting decisions, etc., that he was no longer attached. But it would be really special if he could be involved in it when it does come to Broadway. Like, as always, take my money. I will be there. I can't wait to see how they transfer this, like how they take it from the movie and bring it to the Broadway stage. Because we know that Aaron even said this with Moulin Rouge, like they're not just going to take the movie and put it on stage. They're going to twist it. They're going to change it so that it's not just a copy paste, which it shouldn't be. They're two totally different, you know, mediums. So I just can't wait. And I hope that he keeps A Million Dreams on his set list. I hope that even he brings more back from that movie. That would just be incredible. And I know right now there is like the next thing that we know of concretely for Aaron is a concert in May where he is back at Mercyhurst to like close out their season. So there's a big gap. He's got a pattern of he does things, disappears, and then it's bam, here he is, full force. So who knows if he's going to keep that pattern or if he's going to be living in his newborn bubble with Erica and baby girl, which go for it. Is he going to do more TV? Like, who knows what he has up his sleeve? Like, I'm sure we will find out eventually. But for now, like, we've been lucky that there have been two special concerts to close out 2024. Kick off 2025, and just can't wait to see what is in store for him this coming year. Like, 2024 was the year of Aaron. Like, unbelievable year for him. And I mean, he's only going to keep going up. Like, he's incredible, and I just can't wait. So I know it was a short one today, quick little recap, just wanted to touch on that concert and the Next to Normal medley and A Million Dreams, because I love them both so much. But thank you so much for listening today and continuing to support this podcast. And if you're not already, please follow along on Instagram at @tivating_patiently and over on TikTok for now at @tivatingpatiently, and hope to have you back here for episode 111.